Washington state employees have not had a cost of living raise in 6 years, but that could change in the next budget cycle. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins says a tentative contract deal has been struck between the state and the union representing general government workers.
The contract calls for a nearly 5% raise over 2 years. It would cover some 30,000 unionized general government workers. Those details come from the Washington Federation of State Employees. The state says the price tag on the tentative contract will be about $250 million over those 2 years if it also applies to non-unionized employees. The next question is, can the state afford this, and where would the money come from? Washington is expected to take in nearly $3 billion more in revenues over the next 2 years, but much of that money is already obligated, and the Supreme Court recently found the state in contempt for not fully funding public education.
That was Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. The next step is for the union members to ratify the agreement, and then in November, the governor's budget office will determine if the contract is financially feasible. If so, then the legislature would get the final say with an up or down vote, but no ability to tweak the contract.